Okay, we're going to come out of recess and...
Is that on? Speaker on?
Yeah, we're going to, it's on. We're going to come out of recess. We're scheduled for at noon to take up, I'll turn it over to the Taney County Commission meeting with the Sewer Board. And they may go into executive session per 610-021-12 contracts, so...
Yeah, at this point, I think we'll we'll let our chairman open the Sewer District meeting, and the county commission can listen in and be involved in the latter part of this agenda, but the first part of the agenda has already been approved by the county commission. And that's the best way to explain it. I'm going to move down with the Sewer District because that's where I also sit on that board, but the county commission can listen in because this may involve them depending on what happens in other items on the agenda. Okay.
We'll call our meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Jeff.
Randy, can you see?
Danny Strahan.
Jason Measley, we do have a form. First item on the agenda is the addendum to the intergovernmental funding agreement.
Okay, gentlemen, in your packet is a copy of the addendum to intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Phase 1. As you're aware, through the bidding process, the funds to complete this project are going to be more than the original funding agreement amount. The original funding agreement amount was $7.4 million. That was executed in October 2014. And that funding agreement will still be in full force and effect, and we're asking for approval of an addendum to that funding agreement to extend the timeline for completion of the Power Site North Phase 1 project to the December 31st of 2017, and to increase the funding for that project to $9 million. So you have that funding addendum to funding agreement there in your packet. The county commission did act on that and approved that this morning at their regular scheduled meeting. I do have a memo prepared in your packet immediately after the agenda. Just kind of summarize what I just said, and asking for a motion to approve the addendum to intergovernmental funding agreement for the Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Phase 1.
And that would be a motion for that approval. Then we would go into the contract agreement.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Immediately after that, I would ask the board to consider the construction contracts 1, 2, and 3, consider the award of those to the contractor.
I've already voted on that, so I'm going to abstain from voting on the addendum. The rest of the board can vote on it.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The award of construction contracts 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, gentlemen, as we discussed at our last sewer board meeting last week, there are three separate contracts for the Phase 1 project. We split that up in an attempt to achieve lower bids. Have done that and anticipate saving a little less than $500,000 compared to the first round of bidding. And so for contract one, I'll just summarize real quickly the three contracts. There is a map in your packet, too, with color-coded lines that pertains to the specific contract number. Contract number one, the stations in Riverwood Park, low-pressure sewer system, and that is the color orange. Contract two, also known as pipe contract one, is in green. Contract three is another pipe contract, number two, and that's in blue. And so the low bid on contract number one was from XL Excavating, LLC, and taking into account the bid option to allow for precast concrete structures and lift stations and blasting, the low bid is $2,300,650. And I would ask for a motion to approve the contract number one bid from XL Excavating LLC, including the bid options in the total amount of $2,300,650, and authorize the administrator to execute the contract documents.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Make the motion to approve contract number one for to XL Excavating LLC for the amount of $2,300,650 and authorize the administrator to execute the contract documents.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Do you vote or abstain?
I vote.
Contract
I was doing do my eye. You can see that?
No, I missed it.
Okay.
Contract two.
Okay, gentlemen, contract two, which is the first pipe contract. There is a low bid, including bid options to blast in all areas of the project according to the specification in the amount of $2,492,644.24. And I ask for a motion to approve the contract number two bid from Flat Creek Excavating LLC, including the bid options and the amount I just stated.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Now, in protection of the sewer district, is there anything in their contract on the pictures of those areas or a specific area around that would cover any damages that might be assessed to the county?
For?
He's talking about pre-blast survey.
Correct. For blasting?
Yes.
Yeah, our specification requires any structure blasting to be completed. Any blasting that's anticipated to be completed 300 feet from a structure to have a pre-blast survey. And so when we say include the bid options of allowing blasting everywhere, certainly the contractors won't blast everywhere. That just gives them the ability to, and they will make that decision. They do have to have the pre-blast surveys on the structures prior to doing so.
And will be
any damages.
And those will be submitted to you.
Yes.
To present to the board so that we are aware of, okay.
Well, the process would be that they would go out and identify where they want to blast. They would conduct the pre-blast surveys, and they would forward those to the engineer. We would have those on record. I didn't anticipate bringing those to the board prior to them blasting.
But if there was an issue, we could go back and see if that damage was there.
Right.
Right. The reason I ask is because there's been other projects where there's been questions asked after the fact. And that's the reason I ask this. So I want to make sure that this board's covered and you guys would be covered also. You're on insurance deals. So.
Somebody made a motion, or will they?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Need to include in the motion that authorize the administrator to execute the contract documents also, if you would.
Yes.
So you stated all that on there.
All right. Well, I'll make the motion to approve contract two bid from Flat Creek Excavating LLC, including the bid options in the total amount of $2,492,644.24. And authorize the administrator to execute the contract documents.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Contract three.
Okay, gentlemen, the Contract 3 is our second pipe contract, shown in blue on the map. And the apparent low bid is from D&E Plumbing and Heating Incorporated in the amount of $3,593,970. Ask for a motion to approve that. And Bobby, make sure you use the contract document.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve contract number 3 bid from D&E Plumbing and Heating, including the bid options in total amount of $3,593,970, and authorize the administrator to execute the contract documents.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item number 3 on our agenda is the Rockwood Beach Wastewater Treatment Facility.
Hey, gentlemen, we put this on the agenda for discussion. There's been a lot of information, a lot of action taken here recently on the Rockaway Beach Wastewater Treatment Facility. We do have several people, interested parties, and representatives of the plant. I thought it would be good having the commission here, having a joint meeting, to hear an update on the plant, what's being done out there, things of that nature. And we do have the ability to go into closed session.
Do we have an update from TOE?
That might be a good place to start. I think that's engineering evaluation.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, there's an engineering evaluation. Yeah. Come on up, Sean. There's an engineering evaluation being completed on the treatment facility. And Sean Berry, TOE Associates.
Do you need a mic? Or is this being broadcast? Is you need a mic? Just sit. We'll let Mike reach. For this, I'm sure this is being broadcast.
Kind of give you a little background for those of you who are not familiar with the history, but about 30 to 45 days ago, you guys the County Commission approved sales tax funds to support an engineering evaluation at the Rockaway Beach Treatment Facility. That got underway about 30 days ago. I think we told you from the beginning to be about 60, 90 days worth of work. So we're 30, 40 days into the study. There's several things that have stood out to us that I think most people are already aware of, but the major issue being aeration of the treatment facility. The original infrastructure that was in place was undersized during design. I think that's what most people wanted to know was, is it just bad equipment or was it actually designed incorrectly? And what we're finding is that the original design is insufficient to provide enough air to adequately treat the waste of the plant. And that's probably the biggest problem that they face. There's certainly things that could be done in the immediate that would increase its capacity. There's 3 blowers that are at the facility and they've historically only run 2. At some points in time, 1. Most recently, I think that they may have 2 in place, and Rick, correct me if I'm wrong. But those blowers are insufficient to even, I mean, it's on the magnitude of 3 or 4 times less air than what it needs. So that's the major area that we've found problems with. There's some other components that'll need to be upgraded, but then there's also the list of improvements that the previous operator of the facility had brought to you guys. Say you guys, I'm talking about County Commission, they asked, City of Rockaway Beach asked for sales tax funds to complete some miscellaneous repairs. Some of those have been done, but unfortunately not all of them. And I think the operator at the time had told you he'd have them in place as soon as possible. The city has recently terminated the contract with their current operator, and since Friday night had acquired the services of Ozark